The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 24, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 25th, 2014, on the Yamuna River in India, in Vrindavan, India.
So, here we are on the sacred Yamuna River. We'll study Srimad Bhagavatam today in this great place of holy pastime. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 3, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 24.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Tat vate raja sharastam vidham savirjamatsam kuravjangalangscha kalena tavad jamunam upetya tatavdabang bhagavatam dadarsha.
3.1.24. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter he, this is referring to Vidura. Thereafter, he passed through many wealthy provinces like Surat, Saurira, and Matsya, and west and through western India, known as Kuru Jangala. At last, he reached the bank of the Yamuna, where he happened to meet Uddhava, the great devotee of Lord Krishna. Purport. The tract of land comprising about 100 square miles from modern Delhi to the Mathura district in Uttar Pradesh, including a portion of the Gurgaon district in Punjab, East India, is considered to be the topmost place of pilgrimage in all of India. The land is sacred because Lord Krishna traveled through it many times. From the very beginning of his appearance, he was at Mathura.
You can read the whole purport and then she can read the whole purport there.
Yes. So I'll read in English and you can read the whole thing in Russian. He was at Mathura in the house of his maternal uncle, Kamsa, and he was reared by his foster father, Maharaj Nanda, at Vrindavan. There are still many devotees of the Lord lingering there, that means Vrindavan, in ecstasy in search of Krishna and his childish associates, the gopis. It is not that such devotees meet Krishna face to face in that tract of land, but a devotee is eagerly searching after Krishna. It is as good as his seeing him personally. How this is so cannot be explained, but it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord. Philosophically, one can understand that Lord Krishna and his remembrance are on the absolute plane, and the very idea of searching for him at Vrindavan in pure God consciousness gives more pleasure to the devotee than seeing him face to face. Such devotees of the Lord see him face to face at every moment, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana charita bhakti velochanena
santaksadai brahidayesh velokayanti yangsham sundaram chinyaganas varupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Those who are in the ecstasy of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shyam Sundar Krishna, see Him always in their hearts due to love and devotional service rendered to the Lord. Both Vidura and Uddhava were such elevated devotees, and therefore they both came to the bank of the Jamuna and met each other. So, this is a very amazing purport.
Это очень удивительный комментарий.
Describing the devotees who are wandering about Vrindavan,
которые описывают преданных, которые ходят,
searching for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Can I see Krishna? Can I see Krishna?
Они ходят и ищут Кришну. Где Кришна? Как я могу его увидеть?
Intensely desiring to see Krishna here in this holy land.
Интенсивно желая увидеть Кришну в этой священном земле.
Шрила Прабхупада explains.
И Шрила Прабхупада объясняет.
That it's not that they actually see Krishna.
И Шрила Прабхупада объясняет, что это не то, что они видят Кришну.
But by eagerly desiring to see Krishna.
Но очень искренне желая увидеть Кришну.
That is as good as seeing Krishna.
Это так же хорошо, как видеть Кришну.
As Prabhupada points out,
Шрила Прабхупада подчеркивает,
philosophically, the form of Krishna and the remembrance of Krishna, they are one and the same thing.
Прабхупада подчеркивает, что сама форма Кришны и воспоминания о нем.
And then Prabhupada points out,
и потом Прабхупада говорит,
that actually searching for Krishna here in Vrindavan is more ecstatic than actually seeing Krishna.
Что сам процесс поиска Кришны во Вриндаване, он более экстатичен, чем...
This is called the Vipralamba.
Называется Vipralamba.
To desire to achieve that which is not achieved by you this very minute.
И это означает, что мы желаем очень сильно достичь чего-то, что невозможно в данном.
And then it's amazing what Prabhupada says here.
И удивительно, что Прабхупада говорит дальше.
After stating that actually it's not that they meet him face to face. He says that not they don't meet him. He says it here in this one sentence.
Ну, также он говорит, что не то, что они видят его, также он говорит, и не то, что они не видят его.
But then he says, even though they don't see him, actually they see him face to face at every minute.
И хотя они вроде не видят его, но на самом деле они видят его лицом к лицу каждый момент.
So how is that that you're not seeing Krishna? You cannot see Krishna and see Krishna both at the same time.
И как это так, чтобы не видеть Кришну и видеть Кришну в то же самое время?
How can we understand this? It doesn't make any sense logically.
В чем логика такого противоречия?
But then Prabhupada says, how this is so cannot be explained.
И Прабхупада говорит, как это невозможно объяснить.
But it is factually realized by those who are pure devotees of the Lord.
Но это фактически реализуется теми, кто чистые преданные Господа.
So, would you like to realize this?
Вам хотелось бы понять это?
You would like to realize this?
Yes.
Then you have to become a pure devotee of the Lord.
Поэтому вы должны стать чистыми преданными Господа.
And then you can realize this.
Тогда вы сможете реализовать.
How not seeing Krishna and seeing Krishna are one and the same.
Как это видеть Кришну и не видеть Кришну в одно и то же время?
The key is you have to intensely desire to see Krishna.
И ключ к этому, чтобы мы очень сильно, интенсивно желали увидеть.
If we study that very nice song, the prayers of the six Goswamis.
Если мы изучим эти молитвы к шести Госвами.
This is very nicely described there.
Очень хорошо там описывается это.
Hey Radhe Raja Devike Chalalite Hey Nanda Sunakutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Bhane Kutaha. Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke. Where are you, O Radharani? Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. And where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Why is he calling son of Nanda Maharaj? Why does he say, why does he just say, where are you, Krishna?
Почему он говорит сын Нанды Махараджа? Почему он не просто скажет Кришна?
Krishna is more attractive when you say, oh, son of Nanda Maharaj.
Потому что Кришна больше привлекается, когда его называют сыном.
Because Krishna's devotees are more dear to Krishna than Krishna's very self is dear to Krishna.
Потому что Кришне его преданные более дороги, чем он сам.
So if you call out to him, oh, son of Nanda Maharaj.
Если мы будем обращаться к нему, о сын Нанды Махараджа.
Krishna becomes more attracted.
Кришна еще больше привлечется.
So hey Raja, hey Rad, hey Raja Devi Ke, Chalalite hi Nanda Sunaka. And where are you, O Lalita Devi? Where are you, O Krishna?
О где ты, Лалита Деви? Где ты, Кришна?
Are you on the Govardhan Hill now?
Вы сейчас на Говардане?
Or are you in the forest on the bank of the Yamuna? There's not so much forest now, but actually you can see a little forest over here on this side. See the forest over there? There's some Vrindavan forest on the bank of the Yamuna, just that side on the boat. See there? There's some Vrindavan forest there on the bank of the Yamuna. So just imagine if Krishna is wandering there with his cowherd boys. Just imagine if Krishna and Balaram are now wandering here on the Yamuna bank with their cowherd boys, you see.
Он представьте себе, как здесь Кришна с Баларамой ходят где-то тут в лесу вот такой небольшой лесик.
So if one imagines how Krishna is here engaged in his Chandana Leelas.
Представьте, что Кришна занят.
Which are actually there. They are going on right now.
И на самом деле это происходит прямо сейчас.
Because we are covered by lust. Anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy.
Но поскольку мы покрыты вожделением, завистью и иллюзией,
we have been dragged down to the level.
Мы стянуты на этот уровень.
Собака.
Собака.
Свинья.
Свинья.
Верблюд and ошёл. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. You see, we've been dragged down to this level.
Мы были стянуты вследствие этого к этому уровню.
But if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master,
но если мы примем убежище у авторитетного духовного учителя,
whose lotus feet contain all the holy places in the whole universe,
чьи лотосные стопы содержат все священные места со всего вселенной,
whose lotus feet give us complete access to the holy Vrindavan Dham,
чьи лотосные стопы дают нам доступу ко всему Вриндавану.
Then we can become purified of our contamination.
Тогда мы сможем быть очищены от всего нашего загрязнения.
And that day will come when we can see Krishna.
И такой день придет, когда мы сможем увидеть Кришну.
But what about now, while we're still contaminated?
А как тогда сейчас, когда мы еще загрязненные?
What if we desire to see Krishna now? Is there any benefit?
Если мы сейчас желаем увидеть Кришну,
yes, there is very much benefit.
Да, конечно, большое благо.
Everyone knows, I've told many times the story of that thief. Everyone knows the story of that thief.
Вы знаете историю об этом воре?
Do you all know the story of the thief?
Помните историю о воре?
Саддама, you know that story?
Знаете Саддама?
Does everyone know that story?
Да.
Do you know the story of the thief?
Ну, где он сказал, что Кришна меня
хочет. Not everyone knows? Yes. There was one thief. Pickpocket. So he went to the Bhagavatam class to see what he could steal.
And
he heard the preacher was explaining there's a place called Vrindavan. And there's a little boy wandering in, named Krishna wandering in Vrindavan. Loaded with valuable jewels. So that thief, he became very excited. Ah, I will go to Vrindavan and I will get the jewels from that boy. I'll become a millionaire overnight.
я отправлюсь во Вриндаван, я украду эти украшения у этого мальчика, я стану.
So that thief, he headed out for Vrindavan.
Ну и этот вор отправился во Вриндаван.
There was no jet airways in those days.
Конечно, не было тогда.
There was no bicycle.
Велосипеда.
There was no bus. There was no India railways.
Не было железной.
So he went walking across India, coming to Vrindavan.
И он просто шел пешком.
Finally, he arrived here in Vraj. He's wondering, where is that boy with all the jewels? He went wandering to this forest and that forest, so many forests, the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He was wandering, wandering, wandering. Wandering and wondering. Where is that boy with all those jewels? And then one day, Krishna is so kind, you see. Even though he's simply a materialistic person. Krishna revealed himself to that thief. And the thief said, oh, Krishna, you have so many jewels, can you give me some? And Krishna, he said, no, 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 no. Mother just said, she will scold me. No, 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 no. But that thief, he is in the presence of Krishna. And by that presence of Krishna, he became a pure devotee just by seeing Krishna. And then Krishna said, now you can take as many jewels as you like. So even if you're a contaminated karmi, and you come to Vrindavan as a contaminated karmi, if you intensely desire to see Krishna with great, great intensity, Krishna may reveal himself to you. This is described by Rupa Goswami. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi katopalabhyate tattala ayang api mugyam ekalam janmukoti sukritaya nalabhyate. Pure devotional service cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds of millions of lives.
Достичь преданного служения невозможно, просто совершая благочестивые действия миллионы лет.
It can be attained only by paying one price.
Только одну цену надо заплатить.
Таттала-йам, intense greed to attain it.
Интенсивная жадность достичь этого.
Therefore, it is available somewhere.
Поэтому, если это можно достичь,
one must purchase it without delay.
Необходимо срочно купить это.
So where is that available?
Где это можно достать?
The bona fide spiritual master.
Авторитетный духовный учитель.
He possesses the jewel of bhakti.
Он имеет это сокровище.
And if we take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master,
и если мы примем убежище в авторитетного духовного
учителя, he can bless us with the jewel of bhakti.
Он может благословить нас.
And Krishna will become our personal property.
Бхакти, и Кришна станет нашей собственностью.
So in this way, we have to take advantage of this wonderful dham.
Поэтому мы должны воспользоваться.
This dham is so powerful.
Пребывание в дхаме.
Simply the breeze is blowing across the Jamuna.
Дхама, она настолько могущественна.
They blow away all your material desires.
Просто этот ветер, он сдувает.
You can feel that Jamuna, the breeze coming across the Jamuna. You feel that breeze now?
Вы чувствуете этот ветерок?
That breeze can blow away all your material desires.
Этот ветерок может сдуть все ваши материальные желания.
In other words, the breeze blowing across the Jamuna, it is as good as seeing Krishna directly.
И даже этот ветерок, он так же хорош, как видеть самого Кришну.
So, take advantage of this wonderful atmosphere, Shri Vrindavan Dham.
Поэтому воспользуйтесь этой прекрасной атмосферой, Shri Vrindavan.
Taking the dust of Vrindavan upon your head.
Возьмите пыль на вашу голову, пыль Вриндавана.
Dive deeply, deeply, deeply into the ocean of bhakti.
И погрузитесь очень глубоко в океан бхакти.
So now, what's the next program?
anybody wants to take bath, they're going to have to stop.
So now, is it anyone who wants to take bath in Jamuna?
Enough water.
No, we're stopped here. Anyone who wants to take bath can take bath. We'll wait.
Будет кто-то принимать умоление?